Rocky, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Two business members of the Cortez Chamber of Commerce and one of the Dolores Chamber of Commerce are marijuana dispensaries. What effect, if any, would enforcement of federal marijuana laws have on the Cortez and Dolores economies?
Well, I'm going to back that up just a little bit. Enforcement, that word. So this is coming down from the Jeff Sessions announcement a few weeks ago, I'm assuming. I've thought a lot about this because I do have three chamber partners that I support in my job. And, you know, it's a business here in Cortez that, according to the city of Cortez, brought in $700,000 in both state and city taxes this last year. And the year prior to that, approximately $500,000. So it is, you know, a big, large stream of revenue. My answer to that is I don't think anything right now. It seems to be, without getting political, that our state's attorney generals, who from the eight states that have legalized recreational marijuana, are not supporting the enforcement of it at this point. I think that the quote I read from one of them is, you just can't put that cat back in the bag. You know, it's a $6 billion industry as of last year. And I've talked to a few of the shops around here about that since this happened, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of worry about that at this point as long as the state is backing it. And so I would say right now, no impact at this point unless it's enforced, and it doesn't seem like there's going to be that move to do it.
Right, and I do just want to clarify, this is only a rule change that Jeff Session announced that would allow federal attorneys to enforce the marijuana laws. But as far as we know at this time, there's no active enforcement.
Right. It was a rescinding of the Coles memo or...
Right.
Right. Memo. Exactly. And so, yeah, right now, I mean, but what it did do is it does cause a lot of anxiety, you know, in the industry. And I've been doing a lot of reading from a lot of different sources. And it has an impact more, I think, on the ancillary businesses that are associated with the marijuana, recreational marijuana banking. Banking is a big one. And so, you know, this announcement seems to have caused some, according to what I've read in the news, trepidation with banks who may have wanted to start working with the industry. And so, you know, it's a little bit, right now we're in stasis, waiting to see what's happening going forward.
Talking about the place that, I guess, marijuana, cannabis sales in general have in the Cortez economy, as well as the ancillary businesses, like you mentioned.
Right.
The Cortez Dolores economies. How big, just give us an idea of how big of a place those have.
Well, I mean, what you're looking at is the economic ecosystem around here. You know, it doesn't just stop with I go in and, you know, purchase marijuana. It doesn't stop there. You're employing people. So you've got this large employment base. I tried to figure out how many FTEs, full-time employees, you know, that we have around here in the industry, and I just could not get a handle on it. I need to find that out at some point. But we do employ a lot of people, and those are good-paying jobs, too. And so you've got the employment aspect of it. And then you've got that money from these people being employed flowing right back into our economy through the retail sector. These are people who are buying houses. Maybe they're paying a mortgage, paying rent. So it's an income stream here. And so, you know, it has a large, I would say, a domino effect. You know, if something were to happen to it, you'd have unemployment. And then you've also, the ancillary services are interesting. They do have a hard time, you know, the marijuana businesses, because of the federal law, working with companies like banks, companies, you know, like that. And so I think I'm kind of rambling here, but that's it would have an impact that would be more of a domino effect, just like any business. Any business around here, if there were something that were to impact it like that and shut it down in any way, you would see a domino ripple effect in the economy around here. There's a homeostasis here that we maintain. So, yeah.
Compared to what you may be reading in articles about other places in the state, how much anxiety is there in this area?
I don't feel a lot of it. And I have visited a lot of the shops. In fact, you know, I'm also, what I'm trying to do, I have visited all the shops who are not our members right now. And I'm working on getting them on board. Only because what we're doing at the chamber is we're working to be the voice of business around here. And marijuana is a new, I will say, exciting, interesting business. In my lifetime, I have never seen a new industry pop up like this. So I've been following it since basically since 2006, which is when I think we got medical here in town. And then our first business opened in 2015, and that was Garrett's Shop on the Hill, the Herbal Alternative, opened in 2015. And so I don't really feel like from the shops I've talked to that there's any immediate anxiety, but you know, it's sitting out there. It's just sitting out there and we don't know what's next. So because it's completely up to the state's attorney generals whether or not state's attorneys general, whether or not they come in and actually do the enforcement. And so I did, you know, there's something else I read too, and it wasn't around here, but there was someone from the Brookings Institute. They've done quite a few, you know, studies on this, on the impact. And he said, you know, until the DEA is banging down doors, that you won't see the impact. So I think that we're in kind of a, we're in a waiting, holding period to see what comes next. Yeah.
Rocky Moss is the manager of the Cortez and Dolores Chambers of Commerce. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks, Austin.